Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It didn't make it onto the
show. Good. I was about to say, asking the question doesn't matter. Like, why did Corey just pull down his shirt?
Carter leaned back and looked in through the window and was like, what are you doing over there? And I was just telling Kevin, my tattoo says listen to Corey.
You should.
I often do.
Thank you.
But not always. What in the world happened to the teams on the rest of the Cowboys schedule?
Dude.
So I really wanted to dip into this, and we've done some research on it to go along with this discussion. But let's go back to before the beginning of the season, before the season started. This was the run that was going to kill your season, right? This was going to be the six-game run that was going to kill your season. Host Philly, unstoppable. Host Kansas City, oh, maybe even more unstoppable. At Detroit, oh, they could end up being the best team in the NFC. Host Minnesota, they went 14-3 last year. Host the Chargers, another year for the Herbert and Harbaugh experiment to go wild. And then at Washington, well, they were just in the NFC Championship game, so they're obviously going to be awesome. This was the chunk on the schedule. And I will admit, even I was like, I think you got to get out to like at least a 4-2 start, because I was also worried. But this was the chunk that was going to end the Cowboys season, yes?
Yeah, no, and I mentioned many times, and I always do this, Kevin, anything can happen
right
in a year.
Right,
and we see it every year where things happen. Now, the Cowboys, they are in this vein. They're in a weird vein where you can almost predict losses because of the win that you predict the week before.
Right.
So that's kind of how that is, but It was a daunting stretch, but again, any of those teams could be already out of contention.
For sure.
Too far into contention where they don't care. The middle of the season is also a very weird time where you feel like you've accomplished so much 6 games in, 8 games in, and now you're like, what else do we have to accomplish?
Right.
Or, man, this hill is starting to become more to climb. Injuries happen, all sorts of things. So, yes, when we looked at this part of the schedule in the offseason, it was the most terrifying part where it would collapse your season.
Is it fair to assume, and I want y'all's thoughts on this as well, is it fair to assume that the Cowboys have already won back-to-back games that most folks thought they wouldn't have won?
Yes.
Like, pretty definitively, right?
Yeah, I think I had the Cowboys, I'm going to have to go back and look at my chart. I know I had them beating the Chiefs.
Okay.
Most people would say to win these two already,
yeah,
and to have a 3-game win streak at this point, nobody would have seen it coming.
So look at the schedule going forward. Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, and Giants. Now, I realize the last two start to kind of like stilt this record just a little bit, but you know the record of your remaining opponents is 24-36. 24-36. And even if you take out those last two games, it's what, two games above 500?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go run through this real quick. I looked it up. The Eagles, I had the Cowboys losing to the Eagles.
Okay.
I had them beating the Chiefs and the Lions.
And even that, I think, is a pretty fringe opinion going into the season. Okay.
And then I had them losing, only winning against the Giants for the rest of the season. So you're right. Like, in this stretch, I still have the Cowboys.
Sure.
I felt like you had to win three.
Right.
Now, at this point, they're wanting to win more, and we'll talk about more of that in the C block. But yeah, no, absolutely. You would have looked at this part and gone, no.
And I want to just point out, the point of this segment is not to be like, and now you're definitely going to win out. That's not the point at all. It's just more of a focus of what in the world happened to these teams. Now, each one of them is different.
Where are we starting? Which team do we want to start
with? Let's start with the Lions.
They've gotten injured. Their defensive coordinator changed too.
And
their
that has not worked out early.
Their defense is not the same defense.
And you know why?
They have problems.
One of the reasons is injury. One of the reasons is predictability.
Yeah.
Take a look at what the Lions defense does, and sometimes you can chart it like clockwork, especially on third and fourth down. And look, I'm not saying it always works out this way, but think about the old Tecmo Bowl style. If you know the play or the type of even base defense the other team's going to run, well, that sure as hell puts you ahead of the game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Kevin, go look at win rates, pass rush win rates for defenses, and Detroit's not in the top.
Okay, and so Alec and I were just talking about this, and I'm sure we'll discuss more. Got about 36 hours, give or take. Actually, 31 hours.
Off the edge, out of the top 20, nobody. Defensive tackle, top 20, nobody. Your pass rush win rate from your defense is not effective for Detroit.
And part of the reason you see that is, you know who struggled a lot this last month? Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
So we were having a discussion off air.
Why? I'm sorry, before you, do we know, is it just
the drudge
of the season?
Well, one of the things we were just talking about is he has not been able to get home. So there are still plenty of metrics, and I'm not going to steal Alex Thunder because I think that's going to come up in another spot. There are plenty of positive metrics about how awesome he is. But he has not gotten home. And a pressure is huge. But you find a spot where you're like, hey, that's great. But we just talked about how good Dak was under pressure last week. You know how I know you're not going to be good? When you get sacked. Like, there's no way that's going to turn out to be a positive play for you. Barring a penalty.
And I'm sorry, Alec, are you talking about Detroit's pass rush or run stop win rate?
It was just Hutchinson.
Okay,
it was
just Aiden.
Okay, I found like that their whole... They're 27th in pass rush win rate.
That's shocking.
They're 28th in run stop win rate. So Kevin, when you're talking about these, the predictability of it, and then the lack of ability to do anything regarding it, that's
your... Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're doing poorly there.
So let's go back to three
Holy
weeks.
Holy crap, their pass block win rate is 30th.
Not good either.
Holy cow, how's this team accomplish anything this season?
And you've seen the slide in the last 3 weeks, and I can't help but wonder Is that why they continue to be so aggressive on fourth down on offense? I know the argument's going to be Dan Campbell's always been aggressive. I get that. But maybe he continues it even though it's not working because he's like, what choice do I have? Punt it? Give it back to the defense that can't win anything?
Man, that's a good point.
3 weeks ago, is it fair to say expectations for this game were really, really low?
For the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yes.
You were 3-5-1. That same weekend, the Lions smashed the Commanders, and they were 6-3. This game felt like, especially on the road, the Cowboys had little chance to win. Now, they're 3-point underdogs on the road. And I realize the point spread has tightened up just a little bit in terms of home field advantage, but that means these two teams right now are currently viewed as about the same. On a neutral field. That's wild.
The Lions then are a mediocre team.
I agree. Right now, I think they are mediocre.
In most people's minds, they're living off of last year, last couple of years.
And the start to the season.
Even Jerry would point, he didn't say, but he said, you know, the successes they've had the last couple of years. He pointed out what was. They started in the way they started off. Very hot, all healthy.
Right.
You know, like that's an important factor there. They obviously had a grudge after losing to the Packers to open the season the way they did, and they dismantled the Bears.
Yep.
But just looking at
they kicked the Bears' freaking ass, and look at what the Bears have done since then.
Yeah.
They've
yeah.
taken off.
Yeah, I think Ben Johnson probably used that as motivation for himself and his team at that point. But just kind of. You know, strength of schedule, we talk about schedule. You can only play the schedule you can.
For sure.
But when you look back at the schedule and see the teams you've beaten, Kevin, some people would disagree with you about the wins that they have against bad opponents and the wins they have against good opponents. Some people might say, I don't agree, but I appreciate your conversation here.
Fair enough.
Looking at, and this kind of defines a little bit of the chart, this puts the team in a mediocre position. This puts the Lions in a mediocre place in that the Eagles are a good team.
Right.
And they got held to 9 points.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys just like this, and, but again, this kind of just does go show throughout the season, the ebbs and flows and the changes here.
And
are they destined to have a rise back or is this just a complete fall off for this team?
And that's the thing that's really hard to answer. What I'm going to say about the Cowboys, and I promise, I see the people who are like, yeah, but they'll probably still end up losing the playoffs. I'm not going to change your mind right now. And I accept that.
The Cowboys?
Yes.
Oh,
or those Cowboys fans.
Oh, no, but the Cowboys are going to probably lose in the playoffs?
That would be the
argument. I get
that. Yeah,
no, I get that.
I'm not going to change any of those people's minds right now. But going into this stretch, I told you you were on the road against the Lions, host the Vikings, host the Chargers, on the road against Washington, on the road against New York. Before the season started, don't you think some people thought they might go from 1-4
mm-hmm.
in that stretch? Now, if they go anything worse than 3-2, wouldn't that be a colossal disappointment?
Yeah, because, and as we discuss on this show, this is in life. When presented new information,
correct,
you can change your mind. The team that I saw against the Broncos, the team I saw play against the Cardinals,
yeah,
two different teams than what I've seen in the last three games.
Yep.
And I say that defensively. Now, again, they've given up 28 and 21 points. But
sure.
Their offense has been able to produce because their defense has been able to get stops.
And yes.
And that was something that their offense had to cover all the ground, and they were a one-dimensional team. They're no longer that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now looking at the team that's on a three-game win streak, I'm not just saying, oh, this is a win streak and they're hot. They've beaten two above-mediocre teams.
Yep.
They destroyed a bad team.
Yep.
And they have what I would present as a better collection of talent on the field than they've had all season. Especially if you add Diggs to this now, you can think what you want about him. His talent is still there. And if you can get that talent to perform, your team's better for it.
And the combination of these teams slipping and your team getting better have you even having a conceivable conversation about the playoffs? Like, you're going to have to win the Minnesota, Washington, and New York games. Like, you just have to. So that would put you at 9-5-1. And then you need to at least split the Lions and Chargers games, because those are the only two games you have against teams with winning record. So that starts tomorrow. If you win the Lions game and you're a Cowboys fan, you have to think the team should hopefully be able to go at least 10-6-1. Now, will that get you in the playoffs? I can't say that for sure right now, but it will put you in the conversation, which 3 weeks ago, no chance. I thought that would be a conversation.
Am I going to be weird to say the Vikings game, I think, is the most pivotal?
Tell me why.
They're 4-8.
Yes.
That's the kind of game the Cowboys lose.
Well, then you're done.
You went on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah.
And this is, in my mind, presenting you go up to Detroit and you take care of business up there because you're in this mindset right now. And then the Vikings at home do something. You're just like, what? But I will say this. I watched the Hard Knocks thing this morning.
Yeah.
And I love the message Aaron Whitecotton gave going into Thursday's game. And it was, guys, you know, it feels great. Everybody's hurrah after you've won a game like you did against Philadelphia. It's great. Then you get your ass handed to you because you aren't paying attention.
Sure.
And that's what I hope this whole team is in that mindset for this entire stretch, especially going, this one's important. Lions, you want to go give them some payback for the way they treated you the last time you played against them. You have desire. Now, that next one, I don't want to look past this Lions game because tomorrow night it's going to be fantastic at the Bearded Monkey.
And I think this is going to be the last game you're an underdog for this season. So the only other one that I would wonder about is that Chargers game. But if you win these next two games, you're going to be favored in that Chargers game, even though I know they've got Philly and Kansas City back-to-back as well. So this is the last stop. If you think you're going to make the playoffs, this would theoretically be the last stop to be an underdog. And it's just wild to see how different that's changed. And so whenever we have these conversations at the beginning of the season, if you think they're going 11-6, you're an idiot. You never know what that schedule's actually going to look like when you get there, right? Because I don't think any of us thought it was going to look like this.
You're damn right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.